From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says the United States will support having India become a permanent member of the UN Security Council. Speaking to the Indian Parliament, Mr. Obama said India is no longer an emerging nation. It has emerged.
Indeed, the just and sustainable international order that America seeks includes a United Nations that is efficient, effective, credible, and legitimate. And that is why I can say today, in the years ahead, I look forward to a reformed United Nations Security Council that includes India as a permanent member.
The president's backing of India's effort to become a permanent Security Council member does not mean, though, that it will happen anytime soon. China, for one, is likely to oppose that change. A top German official is warning that terrorists may try again to send more parcel bombs, bombs that could endanger Europe. Terry Schultz reports Germany's interior minister is calling on his European Union colleagues to enact tough new measures to try to head off more such attempts.
German Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière is presenting fellow EU ministers with a five-point plan to tighten up freight security. These include blacklisting airports that don't meet the European standards, making cargo companies divulge extensive information about what they're carrying, and allowing detailed inspections of the loads. Though the shipping industry and the EU's own transport commissioner have warned against overreactions, Belgian Home Affairs Minister Annemie Turtelboom, who's chairing the two-day meeting, supports the German initiative.
I think we must really discuss how we can travel together, work together.
Ministers will also be discussing how to prevent cyber attacks. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Leaders of Iraq's main political parties have held their first meeting since parliamentary elections back in March, but NPR's Kelly McEvers says they failed to agree on the makeup of a new Iraqi government.
A coalition of largely Shiite parties is poised to run the next government of Iraq. Politicians are meeting in the northern city of Erbil to finalize an agreement on what posts will be given to Kurds and Sunnis. A final deal is expected at a session in parliament on Thursday. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.
Technicians at a nuclear power plant in Vermont are trying to fix a pipe that leaked radioactive water yesterday, forcing that facility to shut down. The reactor at the Yankee nuclear plant was taken out of service last night. Larry Smith, a spokesman for Entergy Corporation, which owns the plant, insists the leak poses no public danger.
The radioactivity cannot get to the outside environment. Any leaking from the pipe goes into floor drains and into sump pumps and then is returned back to the reactor. It's a closed system, so no threat to public health or safety or to our workers inside the plant.
Another nuclear facility owned by Entergy, the Buchanan plant north of New York City, also shut down last night. That shutdown was prompted by the explosion of a transformer. There was no fire and no one was hurt. This is NPR News from Washington. Indonesia's Mount Merapi volcano is rumbling again, and experts say another eruption could be imminent. The last eruption at the volcano sent searing gas soaring into the air, killing about 100 people last Friday. Five bishops with the Church of England have been accepted by the Roman Catholic Church. Larry Miller reports they took an offer from the Vatican that's aimed at attracting disaffected Anglicans.
The move by the bishops to the Catholic Church underscores the rift in the global Anglican communion over issues including homosexuality and the ordination of women. The announcement of the conversion was made by the Roman Catholic Church of England and Wales. To the consternation of the Anglican leader, the Archbishop of Canterbury, the Vatican offered an open door to Anglicans, allowing them to convert but maintain a distinct religious identity. In a statement, the five bishops said they've been dismayed over the last 30 years to see Anglicans and Catholics move farther apart on contemporary issues. The Archbishop of Canterbury says he accepts the bishops' resignations with regret and wishes them well. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The Reverend Billy Graham has celebrated his 92nd birthday at his home in North Carolina. Graham's grandson, Will Graham.
He's doing pretty well. My grandfather would really like to preach one more time.
Will Graham, who's also an evangelist, says his grandfather has begun working toward that goal.
He's trying to gain strength, especially in his voice.
Graham says his grandfather has not been in a pulpit for 5 years now, but the family is hopeful that he will meet his goal of preaching once again. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR.